Hello.
It's the motherfucking Millennial Mija podcast.
Welcome back to the Millennial Mija podcast. I'm here. This is the last show of 2021, and I can't believe we made it. I can't believe we made it. I'm waiting for Arlene to come through. Of course, she's late again, but I decided that I was going to do this episode alone because, girl, let me tell you, I'm nervous. Well, I decided I was going to do this episode alone because, you know, I think I need to take the training wheels off sometimes, and definitely having a guest is training wheels for me. So, this year has been a year of new experiences, new friends, growth, pain, solitude, gratitude. And I want to talk about a lot of that stuff right now, just kind of like as a recap, as a reflection of the year and how it's gone. And I just want to express so much thank you, just like so much thank you. So much thank you, so much gratitude. I guess the same shit. So much gratitude to everybody who has like followed me, followed the podcast. We reached 10,300 followers on Instagram, and that's a lot for me. So I feel really proud of that, and I just want to say thank you for following me. And on the podcast, we have over 15,400 overall listens. So that deserves a round of applause. Yes, it does. And we got, what do we got? We got Gangstar playing in the background. Only the instrumental, because you know how these record companies like to tussle. So this is going to be my last episode until January 1st. And the reason for that is because the next two Saturdays are 12/18. And 12/18 is, wait for it, Once Upon a Time in LA. And we're about to see all the West Coast legends. And I cannot wait to just have the funnest time at that festival with my friend Jen and my friend Arlene. And Sammy Joe, I know she's going to be working the event, so we're going to obviously have to hit her up. And everybody, guess who made it to the studio? Just say, let them know what's up.
Hi.
Pop in here, look.
Okay.
There she is.
So I have an explanation, okay?
Okay, let's hear your explanation, but wait till you get on the mic. What was I saying? Okay, so the next two Saturdays, I won't be here. So on 12/18, next Saturday, we'll be at the Once Upon a Time in LA concert.
Yes.
With all the West Coast legends, like I just said. And then the Saturday after that is Christmas. So I'm going to be in Texas. So Texas Mijas, please hit me up. I will be out there. Definitely planning on doing a podcast episode out there, but you know, we'll see how it goes. What else? I want to say thank you, Felicia, for uploading the podcast for me once they, you know, get up on TGN Latinx. I want to say thank you to TGN Latinx, Jackie especially. Thank you to the Good News, whole Good News family. Keith, you know what? This whole family is just really like supportive, and it's dope to be a part of it. So just thank you for all of that. And what else? I think, you know, I definitely got to say thank you to Sammy and the Fox fam, Norbert, Eric, everybody I met on Friendsmas, just all the new people and all the new like influences in my life that, yeah, whichever one, all the new influences in my life that feel so positive and just feel like a blessing to have in my life. So let's get her on let's hear the girl.
Hello.
There she is.
Okay, perfect.
So let's hear your explanation as to why you were late, homegirl.
Okay, first of all, I started work at 5 in the morning.
Okay, that is true.
Okay.
I definitely need to keep that in mind.
And I was getting ready while I was working. Mm. And I took a shower on my lunch.
So you were multitasking.
Yes, I did a lot of things today.
I love that about you.
I felt so bad because I'm like, Angie's going to think that I'm late because I just took longer than what I usually do. But no, I promise you, I was really trying to be here on time.
Like, I know you were. I'm not even mad at you.
No, and then I was driving over here, and literally as soon as I was approaching every single light, it was turning red.
I know, you text me, you're like, I'm stressed.
Yeah, I'm like, really? I feel so bad because I'm like, I have this reputation with you.
Sometimes reputations are they're true, but we love you anyway, dude. I don't take it personal. I know you don't try to be late,
but
I'm glad for you. I'm grateful for you being here because you said yes at the last minute. I got nervous last night and I was just kind of like, I don't want to be, I know I want to do the podcast alone because I got a lot of reflections I want to do about the year and just like thank yous to say, but I feel like I could be myself around you, and you like bring it out of me to just keep it real. And I want to keep it extremely real.
I'm smiling right now.
She's smiling. I want to keep it extremely real on this podcast because I want to really reflect on all the things I've learned and the lessons I've learned and the like ups and downs and the highs and lows. And it will help me to have you here. So thank you for your presence, friend.
No, thank you. It's like, it feels good to know that that's how you feel about our friendship, you know?
Definitely.
And I mean, the friends that I have, like, they know. I talk to them about you, and I'm like, oh, you love her. Like, so I feel the same way. Aww. I feel the same way.
Okay, so what do I want to start with? I was saying the thank yous right before you came in. 10.3K on IG. Let's go.
Period.
15.4 overall listens on the podcast.
She's been working.
Look, she's been working. Mm-hmm. And she's been, like, working and learning and growing. And I want to share all of that with you today on this podcast. I saw Sammy Joe just come in. I just shouted you out, homegirl. Also, don't forget, tomorrow on the Boulevard, 11 a.m. ish, straight streaming from Twitch. You guys definitely got to join us there because we have all the fun and we bring all the vibes.
Make a Twitch account.
Yes, subscribe. Make a Twitch account, and also it's definitely me. Send in your dedications that I forgot to put on my story because I was getting ready. So go on Sammy's story and put a dedication in because I forgot to put mine up. But you can, and even during the show, we take dedications. So feel free to just make a Twitch and join the fun because it's really like fun even in the chat. Like I feel like I would mm-hmm. like to even just be in the chat. So
well, just even like me being like on the other side, just interacting with you guys, like that's cool.
It's fun. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. So definitely do that. And let's see, these instrumentals are ending. So I got to hold on. They're going to play a Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm getting all confused. Okay, you guys, back. I'm back to this. I was trying to play a goddamn instrumental, but because like I told you, you know how these record companies like to tussle. But on my way here, this is how I want to start because, you know, I never go in order. So how I want to start is I want to start by playing this song because I mean, I obviously can't play the whole thing, but this song Spirit by Beyonce from The Lion King, and obviously I'm about to get kicked off like any second now, but this song is so powerful, you guys. And I was just thinking to myself on the way here when I was listening to the lyrics that if I could ask Beyonce one question, it would be to elaborate on the lyrics in this song because there's so much like so much. Listen. It hits. It really does hit. And it's a Disney song, you guys, and I really fuck with Disney songs. I feel like Disney has hits. What do you think?
I love everything Disney.
Are you a Disney adult?
Not so much, but I do have an annual pass, and I had an annual pass before having a child. So.
Okay, so then you're a Disney adult.
I guess so, but I'm not like in groups or anything like that.
Okay.
There's...
You're not in a secret Facebook group that...
They have like little... They're not groups. There's like, but like they actually have meetings and like they go to Disneyland together.
Yeah, like meetups, huh?
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Got you. Well,
I'm down.
Yeah,
but not like that. Like with like a clan.
A clan, not a clan.
I don't even know the proper word for it, but yeah,
a group.
They're literally a set. They're a hood.
They bang Disney.
They rap.
The whole Mulan soundtrack, Jungle Book goes hard, bro. I'm telling you, these songs really like. Well, they pay the. Damn, my voice loud, huh? They pay like the best songwriters in the world to make these songs what they are. Jenny, she's in the building. Go on your life, and just turned on the thing, so we can have more viewers.
No, but so we can read the comments.
So. Yeah, too, because I can't see. I could kind of see it. She looks cute today. Well, you know, this was like sexy on not on purpose, but I never put it up, so I guess it was on purpose. So what we're doing today, if you just are tuning in right now, is a reflection. This is the 2021 recap and reflection, and I started just now by talking about the song Spirit by Beyonce because that song just has so many gems in it. And if you need to like pump yourself up, if you need to right before, like this was perfect because I was nervous on the way over here. Like I always get nervous. And so I was just like breathing. And that song just reminds you to walk in the great I am. And I'm like, I want to know what Beyonce knows because it's like clearly she is living it. Mm-hmm. of like what the lyrics say. So I would love to hear her expand on that. Or like, I can't wait till she writes a book and just tells us all her gems, because right now she puts her gems like in the songs and you have to catch them as they come. You know, she doesn't like elaborate too much, so I would love to hear her elaborate on some of that. But yeah, so anyways, listen to the song Spirit by Beyonce. I think I've said it before on the podcast, but it just really hit today. And yeah, so the holidays just happened. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was a little
closer.
Rough. It was a little rough.
Rough?
Yeah.
Rough. Define rough.
So my son went with his dad, and then I was going to go over my comadre's house, which is my cousin. So she invited me and my mom. That was it, huh? You couldn't hear me? Yeah.
Yeah, it was
I
that.
Can hear myself now.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so yeah, my son was with his dad. Whatever, long story short, we were going to go over to my comadre's house, me and my mom. And right before we were going to get ready to leave, I guess I wasn't ready on time. Literally, I needed probably like 2 minutes left. My mom left me. She left me.
She left?
She left me. And I was so like sad. Like I was hurt because I couldn't believe she did that. Well, my cousin, she lives down the street. But like it was on some petty shit. Like that's why she did it, just to be petty. So I told her, I don't know. She's like, oh, you're really not going to come. Because I told her, I was like, I don't want to go anymore. Like, it really messed up my whole mood, you know?
Yeah, I would feel the same way.
But I was more hurt than upset. Like, yeah. I was, like, really hurt. Because she didn't tell me she left. Like, I walked outside and she was gone.
That's
you know?
Up.
Yeah. So then I told her, I was like, I mean, you know, I express my feelings a lot, clearly. And I told her, I was like, you're really mean sometimes. Mm. And she kind of, like, reflected and was like, oh, shit. Like, my bad. But come.
Yeah. You know? And then were you able to get over and just go?
Yeah. She lives down the street.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. I went afterwards after crying my ass off. But whatever. It's okay.
Dude, holidays are so fucking messy. Like, we just had to keep it real. Like, holidays, because families are messy.
But I had seen so many memes that day. It's like, yo, is McDonald's open? I just got into it with the family. I was like, oh, that's me?
Yes, that's all of us.
But
because
yes.
It's like, it was, for me, it was, my sister was moving to Texas, mm-hmm. which is why I'm going to go out there for Christmas. And we weren't planning on having a Thanksgiving mm-hmm. Because they were going to be gone. So me and my mom were just going to go to the movies and see House of Gucci.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were still here. They hadn't left with the moving van yet. So we just ended up like my sister made some like mac and cheese. Like everything was just quick.
Yeah.
But it was still good to be there. But it was just like such a sad Thanksgiving. Like it was sad because obviously
she's leaving.
Yeah, she's leaving. And then it was like saying goodbye like to the mm-hmm. kids. And just, I mean, the food was like, you know, just not what you usually. What you want. But then
I would have ordered takeout. But I mean,
dude, the neighbor came through.
Aww.
The neighbor, shout out to Francis, because they made us. They made us a great big plate of like all their leftovers, and the mac and cheese was on point.
That.
So we still got our holiday food. But yeah, it was hard to say goodbye. Even though I'm not good at showing my feelings, so mm-hmm. I like kind of people think that I don't have any when I'm just like. Serious, but mm-hmm. it's because I just cry when I'm sleeping. I just cry when I'm alone. Okay, somebody's FaceTiming my mom right now. This is her laptop, and we'll get into why I'm on my mom's laptop in a little bit, okay? Because we truly need to move on.
It's been a year, huh?
It's been a year?
No, like it's been
a year.
Yeah,
it's been a year. Definitely. Oh, and then today, the screenshot mm-hmm. I sent you, we might have to get into that too. It might be time to do an exposé. Okay, because there is somebody who's just running amok out here in these streets.
Seriously?
Like breaking hearts.
Dude, literally, probably in 2 weeks, you're going to find out about somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm just like, how do you have time for all these people?
Girl, because when you're a narcissist, you thrive off of the attention of others. So the more people you have attention from, that's like their source. They're getting their vampires, and that's how they get mm-hmm. their energy from people. And unfortunately, it just it's a terrible thing. But we'll talk about that later.
How do you have the funds for that many people?
Oh, he has the funds.
I mean, that's amazing, but damn.
Yeah, but hello, when it all comes from black magic, then it's not real. So anyways, back to the point. Put the music back on. Let us do it. Oh, you guys, I wanted to show you a brand new water bottle that I bought. It's Black Leopard. And I got
Let's not show mine.
And I got it from Marshall's, but it's a hassle opening it, closing it. It's just like tight, so maybe I have to like break it in or whatever. But
are you proud of me? I have an actual water, even though it's like it was free. But are you proud of me?
I'm proud of you for bringing water. Oh, I brought you a go get that. It's a yerba mate. It's a tea, and it's like gives you energy.
Really?
Yes. So I bought it for you, okay, and I brought you my favorite flavor. They didn't have a coffee drink. They didn't have the mango modelo, but they had that. I was like, out of all things, they literally have this shit at like Whole Foods and shit. Yeah, but you have it over here in the corner. Okay. Anyways. Thank you for buying a cute one. A cute what? It can be on the camera. What, me? I know. I'm so cute.
I think she's talking about the water.
Oh, yes. Oh, bitch! I know, because my pink one was all beat up. Like, I had dropped it like 5 million times.
Okay, so she's saying that one can
So this one
be
can
on
be on
camera.
The table. Okay. Mm. Wow, we were slow, but yes. So, like, I want to talk a little bit about seasonal depression, because I definitely experienced that, like, around the holidays, because in 2011, my dad died. Mm-hmm. So, like, what holidays month? Have never been the for. I found him on my birthday. Mm-hmm. So, January 20th. And then we took him off life support 4 days later. So, he died January 24th, 2011. Mm-hmm. So, it's been exactly 10 years this year. And it just opens up this, like, wound again around holidays, because you feel their absence. I always feel his absence, but you feel his absence more so around the holidays, and it's just hard. And I know that for me, I struggle with like wishing things were a different way. Mm-hmm. So I don't enjoy the moment that I'm actually in. So spending too much time wishing things would be different, wishing I had a different experience, wishing my dad was still here, wishing I had a better relationship with my family. But there's this thing that I learned about in therapy called radical acceptance. And it's just like I learned about it in this DBT class. It's this idea of radically accepting things as they are, instead of spending so much time wishing how they could be or would be or should be. Mm-hmm. Because when you're like that, you're constantly living in the future, and that's anxiety. And then, you know, when you're living in the past, that's depression. So it's that seasonal depression opens up for a lot of us. I know that I hear that from many people when we actually get into talking about it. I know that many people experience it like that. Do you experience any seasonal depression?
I don't want to call it seasonal depression. I mean, I have been diagnosed with depression before, but it was maybe like a few years ago. But I do get, I call it like in a funk, and I can tell when I am feeling that way. Sometimes I don't even know why, but I just kind of deal with it, you know? And it's like, but me, I do like to tell people, like, if I talk to you on a regular daily basis, like it's happened to me recently to where it's like, hey, it's not you. I don't know. I'm just going through something right now. I'm not trying to be like, distant with you.
Yeah, because some people can take it personal. And that's like one of the big things.
But not only that, because it's not only like they can take it personal, but it's like, hey, are you okay? Because like people have reached out to me in that sense too. Like it's like, hey, you're being you're not being who you really are all the time. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why I kind of do tell people.
You tell them when you're feeling
it. When I'm in a feeling. I think I was like that maybe like 2 days ago. But sometimes it's just stress too.
Yeah. You just sometimes you don't know like what even it is. Like that's the thing about depression, is that you don't always know why you're sad, but most of the time it has something to do with your like your childhood or some shit, or you're being triggered. But I want to play a little bit of this song, because I got to interview Helen Ochoa and Leo about their song Duele Diciembre, and it is about like, you know, the pain of going through the holiday season but without somebody that you miss and love. So I'm going to play a little bit of it, just because the lyrics are beautiful and it's a beautiful song. So I'm gonna just like hope it doesn't. I'm just gonna play a little bit of it so you can hear, because this song helped me a lot too, just to like sing in the car, like.
Cae la nieve y la noche es blanca y la cocina llena de nostalgia y vacía sin ti.
escrito ya las cartas y la mesa ya está preparada. Aún te guardo un lugar a mi lado como te gustaba. Y me siento solo entre tanta gente.
Llegó ese día otra vez. Yo solo quisiera volver.
This is for all of us sad girls and sad boys around this holiday season that just like feel like you're missing something. There's a part where he says like, I want to toast with you and not for you. And I felt that so hard. Like, you know, when you just, those memories are still like lovely and you just, you, at least you have those, but you just can't help wishing that they were here, like in like person.
So this year, a lot of my like really good friends actually lost their dad this year.
Oh.
So like, but it was just crazy how it happened, like one after another, after another, after another, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I mean, like just listening to this, I'm thinking about them, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
And that's like, the type of song that
I
like,
even told my dad, I was like, I need more of you.
Yeah. It really makes you realize that. Like when you see other people going through that pain because there's so much regret of like, I should have spent more time with them, or like, oh, they would always get on my nerves and I wouldn't want to spend time with them. And just
somebody's
for
asking what the name of the song is.
Will you
is?
Type it in there? It's called Duele Diciembre.
Okay.
And it's by Leo and Helen Ochoa. And they are great artists. So you should definitely check it out. But yeah, dude, like this song, I wanted to play some of this song also and bring up this episode of Chiquis and Chill that I just listened to, which is Chiquis, Jenny Rivera's daughter, has a podcast. And this specific podcast was called Honoring My Mother. And so she talks about like really, really honestly about, it was incredibly honest, about the fact that her family is broken. And I could relate so much because so is mine. And like she doesn't talk to certain members of her family. And like, so it, the holidays are not the same. Like everything's broken, you know? And it has been because her mom was like the glue that held the family together. And my dad was also that. She lost Jenny obviously in 2010 and then my dad in 2011. So I was like relating on, we're like the almost the same age too. So I was just feeling her testimony, I would call it, like her sharing her story about her mom and trying to honor her, but also like saying the truth about how her family really is, and just opening up about that, because the truth about family relationships is that they're often like messy and complicated, you know. And when you're in a family, like especially their family, you know, like your family is like under the microscope.
Yeah.
So, and then there's this like idea that you guys are perfect and everybody's, you know, doing good when they're not. And so she got really honest about it, and it was really like freeing for me. I don't know why. And it gave me permission to be like, I'm gonna try to do that on my podcast. Like I'm gonna try to, because how much it meant to me hearing her say the truth about her family relationships, it gave me like so much, because I thought that, I don't know, you feel like the shame for not talking to certain family members. And even though if it wasn't like your choice to stop talking, like you feel like my nephew's getting bigger. He just turned 18, and I seen that on my cousin's page, and it was just like, damn, like I feel so much guilt for not reaching out, but also I was told to leave them alone, you know, and by their mom. And so I don't speak to my sister, and I like talked about how I've been talking about how I want to reach out, but I'm like scared of rejection.
And this goes for everything. You shouldn't ever be afraid of rejection, because it's better to be rejected than to not know what it could have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like you said, he just turned 18. You said he's his own person.
He's the one that gave me my name. Thea Ange.
Yeah. He is his own person. If he wants to speak to you, he will speak to you. If he doesn't, he's a grown man.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we don't, I still want to also mend the relationship with my sister. It just seems like really a big hill to climb. You don't know, I don't even know where to start with that. It's been 10 years since I've spoken to my sister, and I just feel that loss all the time. But again, like I said earlier, like people think that I'm not emotional or that I don't show my emotions, but I have really, really big ones. Like I mm-hmm. miss them so much. I feel sad all the time. Like I wish they were in my life, but I don't know how to express myself and I don't know how to reach out. That was never modeled to me. Like I didn't really have parents that were good at communication like that or saying their feelings. My mom just keep it all in, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, in the process of us trying to, like, break those generational mm-hmm. curses, like, we have to just consciously do something different. And it sucks. That's not always easy.
I feel like that's so common with our generation. But I'm so thankful that my parents did not do that with me and my brother. Like, my parents showed us so much love. Like I talk to my cousins and it just trips me out, like how literally they all describe my aunts and uncles the same way. And it's like my mom and my dad were not like that with us, but I'm like grateful that it wasn't like that, you know, because it's really important. And even though I still have to show that to my son too, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. we have those choices for the.
Write down what you feel.
Yes, girl, I have.
Write down what you feel like.
I started actually writing a letter that I have with me randomly right here in this notebook because I was going to share something else. But I have in there like a letter that I had started of being like, I don't know how to say this, but like I want to see you. I want to be in your life. I don't know how to do this. Like, I'm sorry for my part of this because I'm not innocent, you mm-hmm. know. There are more things I could have done to explain myself, but I just didn't. And I don't know. I think I kind of learned to isolate from my mom. My mom does that. Like, if she don't fuck with someone, they are dead to her. Like, they don't exist.
And I feel like we all feel that way, but it's different because it's your family. Mm-hmm. You know? So I feel like maybe she wants to reach out to you too, but maybe she's too prideful to even do it.
Yeah.
So if she's not going to do it, you do it. And like I said, if she chooses not to, at least you tried and you're not living in the what if.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I think listening to that podcast, though, you guys mm-hmm. have to listen to it. Cheekies and Chill, the episode is, I think, the most recent one. It's called Honoring My Mother. And something I learned on that podcast, which I just made me feel so good. Did you know that one of Jenny Rivera's favorite movies is Life with Martin Lawrence and fucking Eddie Murphy? And that's my favorite movie. Like,
and you love her.
I love her. And so when she says, she's like, yeah, how I honor my mom, like on her anniversary is like her and her siblings get together and they eat junk food and they watch Life. And I was like, oh my God, because that was her favorite movie mm-hmm. or one of them. And I'm like, I watch that movie all the time for like comfort. It's so funny to me. I remember like, I have just such great memories of watching it in the theater and like just laughing so hard. And it's still funny as fuck to this day. I watched it last night, but something.
Yeah, she loves it.
I mostly just watched the outtakes, like at the very end, bro. Like, I know it's on Netflix until December 31st. So whoever hasn't seen it, please go watch it because that shit is just classic comedy. Like, you don't get better than Eddie Murphy and Bernie Mac and Martin Lawrence and like all these funny ass people together. And the outtakes, like the bloopers at the end, are the funniest part. So you're welcome in advance. But that shit, yeah, like I said, it was just incredibly honest. And Sammy's in here, and I know that on her episode of Daddy, on her episode of the Homegirl Fox podcast, she did an episode called Daddy Issues, and she also got really honest about this shit, and it also inspired me to, you know, want to try to be vulnerable to say this. Mm-hmm. Like, because hopefully it will make someone feel like Cheeky's podcast made me feel. And, you know, she didn't really go too much into detail, but it was just the act of her, like, admitting that her family was broken and that she, like, there's stuff on both sides that people could have did differently. And how, just to being honest about, like, not knowing how to even navigate that. And so thank you, Cheeky's. I hope I get to interview you one day about this and just let you know that you're not alone. And thank you for that, making that podcast, because it made us feel like we're not alone. So
you
can.
We're just gonna go to HP again.
Remember, dude, we seen her sister.
Like, I wanted to tell you, like, they're just regular people.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
So you definitely can do it. I mean,
I'm sure.
We literally pulled up to her boutique and Jackie was just working there. Like,
yeah.
So
who is, I heard on the podcast, is gonna inherit the whole, not inherit, but take over the Jenny Rivera Incorporated as the like CEO. So shout out to her. She's doing
oh, really?
Yeah, she's gonna be the CEO and she's gonna be on the top of all that business. So go ahead, girl. So I just want to reflect on the year. I want to start by actually the reason why I brought this in here is because I wanted to go and look at my 2000 bitch. Let me show you. There's no reason why your notebook can't be cute. I don't understand why anybody would buy a notebook that's not cute. So I had 2021 goals and intentions, and I want to share them right now. So they were to continue healing and seeking peace. I think I tried to continue with my sunset and daily practice. I kind of started slacking later, but I did it. Discover more about who I am. I did. To take a trip alone. Not yet. To do a retreat in Mexico. Well, kind of I did. But in my head, I wanted to do like a season of self-retreat, like with all the girls.
Oh, okay.
But it was too hard to coordinate everybody. So me and Jen just went. The next one is to deepen the healthy relationships in my life. The next one is to continue working on my new book, which I kind of slacked on too. The next one is to fall in love with myself as I am. To develop a better relationship with my mom. I think we're getting better. To find the courage to believe in myself, to realize my potential, to deepen my relationship with my elders and ancestors, to make my father proud, to develop discipline, to stay in the light. And the last one says to come home to myself. And those are really different from my 2020 goals, because on my 2020 goals, I said make $1 million. It was like the complete different direction of like, you know, these ones. And I think the reason is because I don't know. I started to see that can't be the goal.
But that's what matters to you.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
Yeah. And when you are like doing things like this that are like to better yourself, like in a real way, then the fruits of that labor come out way more than if you're just chasing the bag, like strictly just doing what you're doing for money. You get me?
Yeah.
So yeah, girl, these were my 2021 goals. And I feel like I did pretty good with most of them. But there's a lot that I learned this year and I want to, you know, reflect on that too. I'm gonna go through the year a little bit. So in January, started off slow as hell. I was like super weighed down by depression because from November of 2020 till January, I was just out for the count, like in bed every day, like not doing shit. I wasn't working. I just wasn't doing shit. So it started off slow
in COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like just still off the sadness of going into the holidays without my dad, and then just like feeling sorry for myself and just like not in a good place. So that started off kind of thing. But then in February, I discovered Clubhouse.
Yes.
Clubhouse. Oh, good old Clubhouse. Let's talk about Clubhouse a little bit.
Okay.
You discovered it in February too, or when?
No, let me check when I discovered it. It looks like I joined December 30th of 2020.
Okay.
So I had seen it on Twitter. I'm very, like, I use Twitter a lot. Like, that's what I like to be on usually. And I saw a lot of people talking about it. And I was like, huh? What is this? You know? Mm-hmm. People were popping or whatever on Clubhouse. So then my friend, one of my homegirls, shout out to another Angie.
Shout out to Angie.
She put me on and...
Yeah, because you have to get invited.
Yeah. At that time, you had to get invited to Clubhouse.
Oh, not anymore?
No, you don't have to get invited anymore. Oh. They just let anyone in these places.
They just let anyone in?
Yeah. So that's why we're not on it anymore.
You know, we go to more exclusive places.
Yeah. So, yeah, you had to get invited on it. And then I got invited on. Yeah, I mean...
We all... Well, that's how me and Arlie met. That's how me and a lot of people met. Valentina... Fucking who else? So, Nalgona.
Yeah. So
Jackie, who brought me on to TGN Latinx.
Like, I met Jackie on there too. It was so before, like based on who you followed, like your algorithm would be, that's the rooms that would pop up. Mm-hmm. Now everything pops up. But like before it was like just based on like people who you followed. If they were in that room, like you could go follow them in there.
Yeah.
And I followed Letty. Shout out to Letty too.
Shout out, Letty.
I met a lot of people on Clubhouse because I followed her into a room. And yeah, the rest is history. Here we are.
And now here we are. How long ago? Or almost a year later. Mm-hmm. And we're still homegirls and better than ever. But yeah, so February I discovered Clubhouse and I remember my feelings about it were like, it was still in, people were still in the house. Like nobody had came out yet.
Yeah.
So we were still like fully quarantined.
Like it was like hanging out. Literally.
It felt like you were hanging out. Yeah.
Cause we couldn't be out. Like mm-hmm. everything was closed down. There was restrictions. Yeah. It's like you would be out and it's like, what are you doing? You can't be out type thing. Remember we had curfews? Like there was.
Do you remember curfews? When people were washing hot Cheeto bags? Like my mom was fucking wiping off shit. Like the outside of the Cokes, like she was bringing in Cokes, and she would wipe it off, like the whole box.
Yeah.
Like,
you just never, I mean, girl.
Yeah, well, we still didn't know shit about it. But you didn't get COVID.
I actually got COVID.
I never got it.
It was, I think my mom was very, like, also, like, she was very paying attention, you know? But once I got it, she was like, holy shit, game over. Like, this is really real.
It's real now.
Yeah.
Once somebody you mm-hmm. get, yeah. I know friends who like their whole family got it like all in the same house just mm-hmm. fuck like shout out to I know Jazz and Nadia and Shade at least they had to go through it as a family but that shit is terrible like it really was serious for mm-hmm. their family members and just thank God that they're still with us. So yeah, man. But so we discovered Clubhouse in February, or I did, and then I did a Mount Hood workshop. So shout out to every single person this year who has booked me for a show, whether it was like a little bit of money or a lot of money, whatever it was. Like, thank you so much for thinking of me when you are in rooms that there are opportunities in. That means like so much to me. So thank you.
And really quick, can I just tell them how we So we met on Clubhouse, obviously, and then we did I invite you or did you invite me to brunch? Did I? Whatever, we went to brunch, right?
Oh yeah, that was how we first.
That's
hung
how
out.
We were we, when we first hung out, and then literally it was like if we knew each other our yeah. whole life, like if yeah. we had been friends for years. Like we got so personal that first day, mm-hmm. and like it was such a good time. Like we literally it just felt so natural. Then afterwards, we went to Ulta, and I was like, Angie, you're such a bad influence because I love to shop.
Because a girl, I have a credit card at Ulta.
I was like, I love to shop. I was like, we're the worst. Like, we cannot hang out. And then we're like, let's do this again.
That was fun. Yeah. It's fun because, like, you, I don't know, I just, it's, it was, Clubhouse was another way to make friends mm-hmm. because it's like, when the fuck do you make friends? Like, how, like, as an adult, you don't go to school. So he's like, what are you not going to see these people? So the internet and shit is like, but then you don't really connect with people fast over Instagram unless you're like hearing them talk all the time because you don't get a sense of their personality. But on Clubhouse, you are talking to them. So you're getting a sense of their personality and like who's cool, who you would want to kick it with, you know? So it's, I don't know. It was a different way for me to connect and I'm grateful. I don't get on that shit at all now. Like I have no idea what's going on in Clubhouse, but I feel like I got what I want, whatever I needed from it.
Yeah, it was cool.
And it was cool for what it was, but I feel like it's over now. It was a moment. It was a moment.
It
so.
Sure was. If you got invited to Clubhouse, you were popping.
You know, so popping. But so what? In March, I had two guests on my podcast. So I did my first podcast in March because I was still like not feeling it. So I went and did. I did an interview with the homegirl La Panda. Shout out Jessica Velasquez, and she is the Panda La Plug on Instagram, and she is all about apparel manufacturing. She's a boss, and she let me interview her in her like whole in the like what is it called like the factory area where they like make all the garments and stuff.
That's cool.
And it was really cool, and she gave so much game. So go check out that interview from March. And then I had the Ladies First, which is the all girl graffiti crew. Mm-hmm. Shout out Wink, Toch, Lucy. They were on the podcast, and it was just like also too that was another group of people that I met and was automatically like, we should be friends. Like
yeah.
they felt the same way. So like the podcast and Clubhouse and Instagram has been a way lately for me to like really connect with people who I probably wouldn't have met before. So I'm grateful for that. And then in March I took the REAM class. So REAM stands for Wealth Rules Everything Around Me. And that's the investing course that Linda, Linda from Loose Warrior.
I remember that.
We Trust. And she gives this a dope ass workshop about how to invest in stocks. And I had already had a stock portfolio started, but it wasn't until I took her class that I started understanding more of the words and like just in general how it works and just feeling really empowered to invest. So me and Jen took that together, but definitely go check that out because it really made a difference and it made me feel much more like comfortable in the financial arena of like talking about stocks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was in March when I started working on my season of self boxes.
I remember that too.
But dude, March. So I want to like emphasize, I started in March, mm-hmm. and the party wasn't until, when was it? It was like October. No, it was.
Well, because you were working on them. So you had to like actually make.
Yeah. Well, box. Like I would stop though. And I also want to be honest about why I was stopping, because I was in like a really toxic relationship situation. And so I was letting that like distract me a lot. I was mm-hmm. letting it distract me. And like, I was like in, I have a tendency to lose myself in relationships. Mm-hmm. And so I know that about myself. And I know that, you know, like a big one that I need to just make sure I emphasize is a big one. I call it a big one when it's like a big lesson or just like a big one, was that it can feel real and not be. Mm-hmm. And we have to talk about why that is. And the reason why it can feel real and not be is because, you guys, we all carry around these wounds, like these core wounds. Most of the time, or all of the time, they come from our childhood. But we carry them around with us into every situation we go into. And so until we heal those core wounds, you will keep on doing the same thing. And so being in a toxic relationship feels normal to people who grew up in toxic environments.
Yeah.
So like you have to consciously make different decisions in order to get different results. And at that point in the year, I was still like heavily, heavily into this guy mm-hmm. that was totally wrong for me and totally bad for me. And, it just, yeah. So what, okay. Back to the point, February, March.
That's why she slacked off.
Yeah, that was my point. That's why I slacked off. But so, because it wasn't until like way later in the year that I actually released the boxes. But that was something I was really proud of myself of, for like actually following through. Because I could have gave up and nobody would have cared. But I cared. It was like I made a...
nobody would have known either.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody would have known. And but I wanted to like keep that promise to myself. So in April, I got to interview. That was when I interviewed Valentina, and then I interviewed Letty, and then I interviewed Linda, aka Lose Warrior, aka the person who created the Ream course. And so I was still doing podcasts from my room at that mm-hmm. point on IG Live. Mm-hmm. So I interviewed all three of them. They shout out to all three of them, Valentina, Letty, and Linda, for letting me interview you. And I got so much out of all three of them, like so many gems. And that was like at the peak of me, I feel like, in my room, like feeling like I was getting better at it and better. Mm-hmm. And that was when, So then we had a season of self-reunion. Okay, let me stop that part. Season of self reunion, and we went to the beach in April, and or was it the beach? I don't know what it was, but we had a great time. And the season of self was all the girls that I had went in 2020 on the season of self retreat with to the Sequoia National Park to go see the trees. And we just kind of like all, again, we were all strangers to each other, but we went on that trip and it felt like we had known each other for years.
That's beautiful.
So it was, and so we've kept in contact, and even to this day, we keep in contact. And that's actually how I met Jen on that
really
retreat. Yeah, she was, oh. It was like, she was just there, and I was kind of like, she said she's gonna be my friend. She just doesn't know it yet.
Oh my God, I didn't know that you guys, so she was, like she liked you for you.
Yeah, well she came on the trip as a person who wanted to take the workshop. That's, but she knew me because she also grew up in Pasadena, and then her boyfriend is my friend that I grew up with, Tor. Mm-hmm. So she knew me of that. She knew of me, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
And so, and I had seen her just like on his pictures, like, oh, Tor has a girlfriend. They're so happy. Yeah. But I didn't know her at all. And it was like right when we hung out the first night, like all of us just clicked. And it was, you know why? Because I think that we were all people who are going to pay money and go with strangers on a self-healing trip are people who have similar goals in mind. Like they have similar, they're in the same mind frame at least of like wanting to grow.
Open-minded as well though, because it's like you're not, you're open to like meeting new people, creating new friendships with people, actually speaking to people, because a lot of people lack being able to talk to people. It's like, hey, like starting a conversation with a stranger, you know, even that is hard. So,
and this is a way to like unawkwardly meet people. And I will say too, Jen said, what'd she say? I totally thought the same thing. We about to be besties, but she don't even know it. That's what I thought too. And I'm all laying on the couch with fucking laid out. My back was in so much pain. I was laying on a piece of cardboard. And everybody else was like, Jen. Everyone, I guess we love Jen. Everyone was like dancing around the room. We just were having the best time ever. But yeah, so April, back to the point. We did the season of self-reunion.
It's okay.
And then in May, what happened in May? I did the All Deaf shoot with Sheehan. Shout out to Sheehan for giving me that opportunity. It was like some game show that I was fucking horrible at, but it was hilarious. I'm sure to watch me back because my brain just doesn't work like everyone else's. So like it was these games where you had to like think automatically, and it was just, I was the worst. I lost every single round, but I had a good time doing it. So shout out to Sheehan for that. And June was the beginning of the Bruja summer, because shout out to Valentina and Linda for the week. So basically, summer to me can be summed up in three words: brunches, beach days, and backyard therapy sessions. And those backyard therapy sessions happened in Valentina's backyard, and that was when me and Linda got to meet, because Linda was friends with Jen for a long time. But what does it say?
She said, love you, Angie.
Oh, you're her Virgo twin.
Our birthday is literally on the same day.
It is?
So, Jen, next year we're planning a party together, okay?
Okay.
It's literally the same exact day.
A joint party or a joint beach day, brunch, or backyard therapy session. Choose one of the bees.
I'm down for brunch. I don't like the beach.
Dude, I'm always... I love the beach, but I'm always down for brunch. I'm always down for fucking brunch because it's like... It's just, it's a vibe. Like, you get mimosas, and then you get to get home early, and then you eat good food.
And then you get to eat.
Dude, the eating is the best part.
Yes.
I definitely still...
Day drinking over night drinking.
For sure. Like, for sure.
I'm going to sleep early.
Yeah, because it wears off, you know? And then you're already like, oh, I can go to work the next day.
Yeah, exactly.
But this was definitely one of the songs of the summer. Jen, where's my Bessie and a Tessie? Shout out to Jen for driving everywhere this whole summer, because she had the Tessie on deck. But you know,
we were pay for no gas.
Yeah, true. I was definitely her happy passenger right there on the side, playing the music and, you know, just bringing the vibe, Instagramming the whole thing, taking selfies. But yeah, so beach days, brunches, and backyard therapy sessions. So shout out to Linda, Valentina, and Jen for that. Dina Day was cool. It was also in June, and that was Hood Liberation's first like Black and Brown market that they did, and I got to do a mental health panel with a girl named Sabrina and the homie Tor. And now Sabrina is a homegirl too, so like I feel like all of these things, like staying in your purpose and like continuing to say yes to things, and being open and willing to try things that you may... I never done that before, so I didn't know if I was going to be good at it or not. But it was like, it was going through the fear and just getting to the good part. And also too, in that song, Spirit by Beyonce, she says, when you're trembling, that's when the magic happens. And there is nothing more fucking true than that, okay? Because when you're trembling, that's when the magic happens. Like, when you're so scared to do something, but you do it anyway, that little choice, like, the universe opens up some type of, like, reward for you. And it's usually the best. Everything you want, they say, is on the other side of fear. And so making that choice is like, fuck, I'm shaking, I'm breathing hard, I don't want to do this, but I'm gonna do it. Like, kind of when I was in Mexico and I did the zip lining thing, I was like fucking scared, but then by the second one, girl, I was running and jumping, and I was just like, oh my god, I would have been so upset at myself for the rest of my life if I never did it.
I'm scared,
dude. It definitely be scared, but like also be like aware of the really dope experience it is. Like, when are you ever gonna get to see the forest like from up top? Like, and you see like a lot of people going, it's, and the one guy told him, he was like,
I'm blind, well, no one's ever use my glasses.
Yeah, I think just hold
imagine,
them like
right.
Hold like, them on like the flight. Oh no, you have to be like this. So I don't know if you could imagine your glasses fly off. I know I was gonna bring my phone. He was like, maybe don't do that.
So who like held your stuff?
Well, it was in a damn. It was all. It all got. Who held our stuff? It was in the van. No. We had backpacks, yeah, because shout out to the homie Arturo. Arturo, who led the Airbnb experience to Las Grutas, where he got us all of the equipment we would ever need. Mm-hmm. So he had it on deck. He even had chargers for your phone. Mm-hmm. He had phone protectors, water protectors we were going to get in the water. Okay. He had little backpacks with water bottles.
Yeah, prepared.
He was prepared. And so we were so glad that we chose him to lead our experience. So if you go to Mexico City and you want a great experience, definitely sign up for Arturo's awesome. Airbnb experience of going to Las Grutas. And I had the best chilaquiles that I had on the whole trip. I had them there at a random hotel buffet in the morning of that. So,
love that.
Yeah, so like I said, like Beyonce said, actually, when you're trembling, that's when the magic happens. And so I want to encourage you guys going into this year, because I'm going to take that with me too. Like more things I'm scared of, like doing it, even though it scares the shit out of me, and seeing the fruits of that labor. And so like June was a Bruja summer. The guests I had on my podcast were, I was still in my room. The last one I had in my room was, shout out to Shamel Bell, Dr. Shamel Bell. She's a professor at Harvard, and she's a professor of dance activism, I believe. Street dance activism. And she's just a fucking, like, light in this world. And talking to her also gave me so many gems. So definitely go and check out that interview. I believe we talked about staying in your body, because that was something that I wanted to learn about. Like, people that, like, have mental illness or problems or whatever, like, mm-hmm. trauma, experience this thing called dissociation. That's when you're, like, you just like go off into a different world, and like you just like stare, or it can look a lot of different ways. For me, it just kind of like I zone out. Mm-hmm. And so because you're in a painful situation, to you, you're being triggered. Mm-hmm. And anything could trigger it, whatever your like core wounds are. So if you're feeling like left out, if you're feeling yelled at, if you're feeling blamed, like any of those moments, you can like check out of the moment, so that you don't have to really feel it. And yeah. So I was struggling with that at that point. And so I was like learning lessons from different people. And I felt like the person that could teach me about staying in my body was a person who was so connected to her body, a dancer, Shamel Bell. So I don't know why I have to say her whole name, Shamel Bell.
Cause she proud.
Dr. Shamel Bell. Yes. So go check out that episode. It was Staying in Your Body. And we talked a lot about like, just honestly about how depression, like, and the thing about dissociation, how it really like affects your life, and like connecting to your body and staying in it can really help you. And so after I did that, I interviewed, I had my first on June 20th, 2021. I had my very first Millennial Mija podcast on live radio on the Good News Radio. That was my first episode in here in the studio. And it was called Crazy Ernie's Daughter, because it was on Father's Day.
I remember that.
It was so special. It really was so special for it to be on Father's Day. Like, it just, I don't know, it just made it.
It was meant to be. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I mean, God is always going to protect you and take care of you and guide you. But, like, it was your dad's way of, like,
yeah, okay, saying he got my back. Like, I blessed this. Uh-huh. I blessed this part of your life. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's no better way for me to honor him than to use my voice, because that's what he taught me. And so I remember the night before the first episode, I was thinking that Felicia was going to be able to come, but she couldn't make it. And so I didn't know until the night before. And I just kind of started freaking out. I was like, oh my God, I think I'm going to quit. I think I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm thinking I'm going to just pull out. Like, I'm going to just wait, or mm-hmm. just making excuses. And so I reached out to Jen, and I was like, hey, would you be down to come in and like be in the studio? And she was like, what? Of course. So her and Tor came through and they saved me. And so I didn't have to do it alone, but they ended up. Oh, excuse me. We ended up talking about all of our different relationships with our fathers. And it turned out to be a really healing conversation.
That's good.
And I think Jen's dad actually got to hear it. And that, like, I think opened up some form of communication with them. And I think, wait, who else? Maybe. I don't know who heard it. I don't know either. Tell me, Jen, who heard it? But I think it was a healing conversation for all three of us. But it was also really special because I... I had kind of grown accustomed in relationships or friendships to like not asking nobody for nothing.
Yeah.
Because I was in friendships before where I was always giving things, but then if I would ask for it, it would be like annoying to them, or like they would not want to show up or whatever. Mm. So it like took a lot for me to, well, also too, because I had felt so comfortable with Jen, and like it was just such a great relationship. So I felt comfortable to ask, like, will you come in to the studio so I don't have to be alone? And being met with that, like, of course, you know, that opens up more of a friendship.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you show each other, because that's what it is. Building a relationship is, I don't fucking understand people who meet on the first day and are like, besties, I love you. Like, that to me is like, what? That can't even, you got to know that's fake. Like, you gotta know you sound fake as fuck. You can't, like, don't do that, you know? Yeah. Like, it takes a little, at least, you know, a while to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And anything more than that, I feel like, is just doing too much.
Honestly, I feel like I can tell right from the get-go if I'm a fuck with someone or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually times, like, I mean, people's true colors will show, but, like, to me, first impression is a lot.
Yeah.
So I can tell. I mean, I probably won't call you my bestie, but I know I'm gonna know if I'm gonna fuck with you or not.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
I have a feeling, but I like to let people, like, the storyline play out a little.
Yeah.
Like, I like to see, like, okay, like, I definitely, if the vibe is there, I'm like, oh my God, super friendly. Yeah. But I'm not,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
ready to be your friend like that, you know? Like, I'm definitely hanging out, but it takes me a little while. And where was I going with this? So, yeah, that was my first episode. And someone on the chat said,
it says, I love how he was in recovery and how that helped the healing process with him and you and him. Recovery is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, he was in recovery. And
feel them out. Ooh.
What?
Sammy says, she lies, we're sisters.
Oh, you?
You and Angie, or?
Yeah, me and Sammy had a witchy moment last night. I was just like, I had like a vibe, like, I need to talk to Sammy. How are you, Sammy? And then she ended up telling me, like, how the fuck did you know? Like, I needed to talk. And then it's just like, we're witches. And what really happens is when you're like good friends with somebody, you just like,
yeah, you just know.
You just kind of know. And it just happened to be that me and Sammy became friends really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But also too, even that, I even told you, I was like, I don't know if she's gonna think it's weird that I'm hitting her up like, hey, because we haven't hung out other than the podcast. So it's like, somebody's gonna hit you up like, hey, how are you feeling? Like, I don't know. I don't want to tell you, bitch. Like, I don't know. You could have went either way with that. But I was like, fuck it. It bothered me. So I was like, let me just ask her.
But it goes back to what I'm telling you. You won't know until you actually do it. So it's good that you hit her up, because yeah, now you know that the relationship is there. And if you wouldn't have done it, it would have bugged you and you wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what else? We have July. Ooh, July. We got to... let me tell you about July. This is where it starts to get messy. Okay. So July was the confrontation, remember?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say? She said, intuition homegirls, and she really helped me out. Girl, you helped me out too. I needed some words of wisdom for today, because you already knew I was getting a little nervous. So thanks for being brave. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. So the confrontation. So I'ma just be fucking... I said I was gonna keep it real, so here it goes. On July 2nd, I pulled up to this man who I believed I was in a relationship's house and found...
relationship with.
Yeah, believed I was in a relationship with. to find him and his girlfriend there. So it was a whole confrontation. So I couldn't say that at the time. I know I kind of like alluded to it a lot on my podcast before, but I wasn't ready to like say what exactly happened, because I was still hurt and I was still like feeling it. But I'm to the point now where like I've gotten the lesson and I feel so good. And even today was just big time confirmation about, like you said, how I dodged a bullet in that way. And so, long story short, this man is just, he ain't shit. And he was playing all of us, because it wasn't just me and this girl that I met. Mm-hmm. It was also a third girl who just, yeah. So, you know, it was just he is currently a narcissist and is definitely needs like professional medical help. And I hope that one day he gets it. But until then, he's just going to keep wreaking havoc in people's lives. And that shit is really sad and messy. And even today, someone reached out to me and told me that something about him. And I was like, girl, I haven't spoken to him since however long. Like, and it's sad because... It's sad because, like I was saying earlier, is like people are narcissists. They need like they need people to validate them. They have no sense of self-worth, so they get their self-worth from controlling others. And the way they do that is by manipulation. And so I was like, look, you know what? Maybe I just need to bring both of them girls on the show and we need to do an expose. What do you guys think? Vote now in the comments. Should we expose him? Should we or not? What do you think?
No.
No?
He's dead to us.
Girl, he was, he's been dead to me. Yeah, but I'm just worried that, like, this is still going on. Like, clearly we found that out today. So it's like...
But, like, how many more people? This is not to bash anyone, but, like, there's going to be certain women because that know that this situation is going on and they're still going to stay around.
Yeah.
So it's completely up to them. I mean... Yeah.
But what if they don't know? I didn't. I genuinely didn't know. This
you
man.
Didn't know. But then somebody still stuck around. So, like, yeah. It just, like, they weren't okay with it, but they were okay with it. And yeah. Now another person, another character comes into the picture.
Another character enters the chat.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so we'll see what happens with them.
I know.
We'll update you guys on the next
podcast. Yeah, on the next podcast, we'll let you know. Because she hit me up today. Or I found it in my damn... message request, and I was like, ah, shit, another one. Damn, yeah. That's sad. They said it is helping the healing process.
I would use him for content. call his ass out and let it be known.
Yeah, you know, because I am worried, like, about... He's really good at what he does. Like, he's really, like, that's why earlier I was saying it can feel real and not be. You want to know why? Because somebody can study you. Somebody can study you, and when people are narcissists, that's what they do in order to choose their victims. They study you, and then they use what they know about you to tell you what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell you what you want to hear because, low-key, us being on, me being on a podcast, I have, how many podcasts do I have to this day? I don't know, a lot. This person could listen to all of them and pretty much figure out how I am
mm-hmm.
and what I want out of life. And so... It's not that hard, but at that point, I was thinking, like, wow, like, he's the one. Like,
yeah, you're like, he's perfect.
Yeah, he's perfect because he created himself to be what you would consider to be perfect. And I'm sure he did that to all three of us and, fuck, many more.
I mean, and it just seemed good, you know, because I remember telling you, like, I'm like,
and the first brunch,
yeah,
remember?
We talked about him, and then I was like, you know, maybe do this a little different. Yeah. Maybe don't be like this. And he was trying to be helpful, remember?
It's because there was, like, constant gaslighting. So I was, like, always feeling like I was crazy. So if he would, like, not respond or, like, take forever or, like, say we were going to do something and then flake at the last minute, he would then flip it around on me and be like, why are you so emotional? Like, why you take everything personally? And that's something you need to learn about your spiritual growth. And, oh, girl, he would use my own spirituality against mm-hmm. me. He used my father against me. Like, he would say things that he would be like, oh, you know, your dad was so wise. And every time I think about, you know, making some decision, like, I think about what would Ernie do? Like, motherfucker, my dad would kill you. That's what he would do.
The lack of him to
like,
do.
just so, like, no shame. Yeah. No fucking shame in your game. And it's sad because I ate it up. And I'm now not afraid to admit that, but... I mean, it is what it is, and I learned a lot from it. And like I said, I learned, I learned that it can feel real and not be. What are they saying? Can't see.
Sammy said, "Ew, Joe from Netflix on you."
Yeah.
And somebody said, "If someone goes back after they know the truth, that's on them. But you spread the word."
Yeah.
Ugh, imposters, that's scary.
So I'm gonna just spread the word as much as I can without being that messy, okay? If you meet a man, supposedly, who owns a construction company and lives in downtown LA, girl, run. I'm gonna just say if he has those three qualities, run, because he is not the one. He is a fucking wolf in sheep's clothing, and he's a life ruiner. And it's really sad because I know, like you did say,
that sucks though, because that's like so common.
downtown LA construction worker. Well, I mean, he owns it, but yeah. What was the other one? You said three, and I only heard two.
Am I tripping? What was it? I don't know. In downtown LA, he owns a construction company, supposedly owns it.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly. And what's
he's a man.
He's a man. A Latino man. just fucking run in general. And also, I guess, in general, if anybody's fucking gaslighting you. But it's hard to know when you're being gaslit if you grew up in a... in an environment that you, where you were constantly invalidated as a kid. So you like kind of learned that you were dramatic. You were told that as a kid. I was told that I was dramatic as a kid. So when he's telling me that those things, it's not that far apart for me to be like, oh, I guess I am kind of dramatic, you know, like, and you start blaming yourself or you start making his reality your reality. And that shit is just not, it's not the business. So I didn't intend to go that deep on that subject, but fuck it, that's what happened. But I do invite the two women to come. If you would like to, if we all three come together and we could really expose this man for what he is, which is a piece of shit. So in July, the confrontation happened, and the truth is that I was, like, made a fool of. That's the truth, and I'm not afraid to admit it because I learned so much from that. And I honestly feel like that pain, because it was painful. Mm-hmm. It was painful too, like, because then you're in such a, like, a state of mind where you're like, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
you're literally asking yourself, what's wrong with me, when you've done nothing wrong. Like, you're literally the victim and you're asking yourself, what's wrong with you? That shit is a mind fuck, and it's really just, it's really difficult. So if there's anybody that's going through that right now, like, my heart is with you, and I want you to know that you do have the courage to leave. And even though it feels like you don't, life has got to be better than that. It's got to be better than that. You can't really picture yourself living with it, feeling this way, because if somebody shows you that they are that way, they ain't gonna change.
Exactly. Anything that's questionable, just... I just have a lot to say about relationships.
Me and Sammy were talking last night, and I told her, and she brought up something. Where the fuck did I write it at? At the bottom. Where did I put it? I said something like, you have to, like, treat yourself like you would treat your daughter. Like, you ultimately, okay, this is what I said. I wrote it down. You can't care about other people more than you care about yourself, because he would really... play the victim and be like, he would tell me his traumas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then blame his bad behavior on his trauma.
Mm.
So then he was like, he's emotionally manipulating me. So what I wrote was, you can't care about other people more than you care about yourself. You have to look at yourself as you would your daughter. Have the same standards for you that you would for her. Stand up for yourself the same way you would stand up for your daughter or your child and whatever, because you have to look at yourself as that inner child. That's how you heal the shit, that the pain or the wounds that you carry with you. We all carry wounds that we need to heal from, and they make us act in ways that we don't always like. And one of those ways is staying in bad relationships, even though we know they're bad, because at the end of the day, you have worth issues, as I have related to, and you don't feel, you actually ask yourself, what if I can't find anything better than this? Because you're conditioned to believe that any love is like, that love feels bad. Yeah, there goes that. So that's just a reflection on that whole situation. We won't give him any more energy.
Yeah, let's not give him any more attention.
So moving on to the next hot mess. The next hot mess. Wait, so that happened in June. That happened in July, right before 4th of July. And then I just immediately felt free, to be honest. Like, I immediately felt so free, and just, like, I felt like I had just gotten out of jail. Not that I ever been in jail, but I imagine that's how it would fucking feel. Like, oh my God, like, you just got a second chance at life. And, like, he did me a favor. That's how I felt. Not automatically. It took me a couple of days. But then later on, I had a delayed reaction. Like, a month later, till, like, the whole month of August, I was, like, down and sad and just, like, just not feeling it at all. And, I feel like it just took a toll on me, like, later on, like, but it, like I said, it was a delayed reaction. So, Then what else happened? I went to Disco Oasis in July, which was Disco Oasis was. Did you, you remember seeing me go there on like my Instagram stories or anything?
I'm trying to like, what is that?
It's it was like a roller skating party.
Oh,
and
no.
I went with Valentina and Linda and Jen, and we bought tickets to this thing. We the pictures looked like it was about to be so lit, like we're gonna have the most fun time ever. Tell me why I wore heels and we had to walk like a whole like at least a mile. At least. And I was wearing heels because I didn't read all of the instructions.
Uh-huh.
I didn't read all of the instructions, so I like
She pulled up fabulous.
Yes. And our outfits, because we had to show up. We didn't have to, but we dressed up like 70s and our outfits were so cute. And we got there and everybody was wearing Party City outfits, first of
oh,
all.
Oh, wait. I do remember that night.
Mm-hmm. And second of all, like, first of all, the decor or whatever, like how the set design was incredible, just so beautiful and just, oh my God, it was dope. But the music, I don't know if they had like a sound ordinance or some shit, but the music wasn't loud enough. And if you've ever been somewhere and the music is not loud enough, it's so frustrating because you're trying to get the vibe of the music, but you like hear the people talking over and you're like, this doesn't even make sense for it to be an event. Like, why the fuck is the music so low?
Yeah.
So just a word to whoever organized the Disco Oasis, turn up the music. Because it
wasn't
just,
loud enough.
That killed my whole experience. Like, if the music would have been louder, I would have been able to have my vibe. But, I mean, because it wasn't the vibe we thought it was going to be. But we still had fun because, bitch, when you go with your friends and you have people you have fun with, then you're going to have fun regardless. Yeah. So, there was that. And then I think I had, like, a gig. Oh, yeah, I had a gig in Delano at the Wonderful School. So shout out to Anna and Jackie for hooking me up with that. And in August, I had my guests Jocelyn Beard, Desiana Torres, and Cynthia Santiago. And thank you, all three of you, thank you, because I don't think I'm doing these in order, but I'm just thanking my guests as they've came onto my show, because each of them have just given me so many. I talk to people that I consider to be teachers, and I feel like carry this deep wisdom. Everybody carries wisdom, but like I feel like some people speak my language, so when they talk I understand, as opposed to like when other people talk and I'm just like, they could have said the same exact thing and I wouldn't understand it.
You're like, huh?
Yeah. Hey, huh? But so all these people like Joss and Dez and Cynthia, like having them on the show just means a lot to me, because people like, they say public speaking is like the scariest thing, you know? And so for people to get on here and just really get vulnerable, like it's really, that's courage. That's bravery. Like I appreciate that. I appreciate that you made my podcast better by sharing your experiences. And that means a lot to me. So shout out to them. I think we had like in August, more brunches, more joyrides. I think I got a gig in PCC. So shout out to the homies. Like again, everybody who books me, I love you. And then we had the DPL picnic, which is a annual tradition for the Poetry Lounge family to have a kickball game and a picnic at Pan Pacific Park. And, you know, I had my podcast that day, but I still got to show up for a little bit. I didn't get to play kickball because I was wearing white shoes. And
you guys, I got here earlier than her that day.
Oh, you were here, huh? That was the day we did the dating episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. And then not shortly after that, I got on a fucking dating app and met.
Yeah, I'm still single, loving myself. I'm going to be single until somebody loves me more than I love myself.
You know what? Just how, what's your homegirl that called you? When you once started, she was all faded. Her friend called us, called her on FaceTime while we were in the car the other day. We went to the swap meet.
Yeah.
And then she got her on FaceTime. And she just was drunk at somewhere at work. And she's like telling her what she deserves as a man. She's like, and if you want Starbucks,
he's gonna buy you Starbucks. And he's gonna buy you a pastry. And he's gonna give you $10, she said. So yesterday she called me. Yeah, no, she always calls me when she's drunk. Yeah, I did. So then yesterday she calls me and she's like, hey, she's like, I promise you I'm not drunk again. She's like, I just need help. She's like, you're my smart friend. Aww. I'm like, oh, yay.
You're the smart friend. I love that. What are people saying? Whenever you do the dedicas for your followers, please let me know. I want to send a dedica to my husband. Oh, and Soledad. State University. In Soledad State University. I got you. Okay. DM me the request. Okay, tomorrow on the Boulevard podcast with Sammy Joe the Fox and DJ Marina Moreno. That will be live on Twitch. So you got to make a Twitch if you want to like have the full experience. But I'm going to go on IG Live like here and there. But because we play so much fucking great music, they kick me off like copyright and all that. So again, on the Boulevard podcast on Twitch, Sundays, 11 a.m. ish. Be there. Make a dedication. You're welcome. I'll try to be like a commercial. So in September, that's the first time I had Sammy Joe on my show. And shout out to Eric for making that happen, who is now on her team. So September was when I first had Sammy Joe. And then it was from there. We just became besties. Besties. But we didn't at that point, uh-huh. We were still like, you know, you're cool. Uh-huh. I don't know yet. But then.
But yesterday it became official.
Oh, yeah. It became official. Then September, that's when I finally had my Season of Self Toolbox release party. And mm-hmm. If you remember this, because I've been talking for a while. So if you remember the long ass time ago in March when I started working on it, it's finally because I kept that promise to myself. And I finally released the podcast. I mean, released the box. And it was like, it meant a lot to me. So I had the party at Mi Vida in Highland Park. Shout out to Noelle and her boo, and everyone that came to that event, like, seriously, and everybody that bought a box, I love you all, I appreciate you all, and, yeah, thank you. There was also the Brown Girl Travels event, with...
What about your sweaters? When did you release your sweaters?
Oh, yeah, that was what should have been on the timeline. Mm-hmm. I released the sweaters when it was hot. Like, I don't know why, but I did. I just... When I get something in my mind, I just want to do it when I want to do it.
It doesn't matter. They didn't make sense. Poppin'.
Yeah.
We using them now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So shout out to everybody who brought a crew neck for me, a sticker pack, everything. And then I think, yeah, I was a guest on the Homegirl Fox podcast. Then in October, I had Jorge, Nalgona, Eliseo, Ashley from Brown Girl Travels, and Prisca, who wrote for Brown Girls with Tender Hearts and Sharp Edges. You need to go and read that book. It is a Chingona manifesto. And yeah, shout out to Prisca for writing it. I had the most fashionable man alive, Eliseo, on my podcast, and it was poppin'. Just so poppin', like the finest structure of a face. The facial structure is just like, wow. And I had Nalgona, my other beautiful friend, who I just had a great conversation with, but the sound was messed up. And so like every single podcast has gotten a little better. I still make mistakes, but
you're learning.
At least I won't make the same mistake, you know? Well, shout out to them, and shout out to Jorge. I got to first do my November, that was when I got to do my first red carpet event.
Yes.
For TGN Latinx. I was reporting live with the...
She looked beautiful,
with a microphone. And I had a black dress. I was showing a little bit too much cleavage, but, you know.
Nothing is too good. Much.
Nothing is too much.
No.
Then
we love cleavage over here.
In the Millennial Mihawk podcast, we love cleavage. I was actually told by some guy on here that I didn't show enough cleavage. And he was like, at least, you know, like, give people something to look at. And I was like, I'm enough to look at.
Ew, when you ask for it, you don't get it.
Yeah. So... the rest of that month, I hosted...
Sorry.
I hosted the Dia de los Muertos event in Pasadena. That was my first time hosting an event like that. I also, again, was scared to do it, but I was like, man, fuck! Because I knew when I'm scared, I got to do it, so I did it. Shout out to Mercadito Monarca for getting me out there to go do that. That was fun. And then we also went to the craft movie night. We had we went to like the street food cinema mm-hmm. event, and we brought our little like blankets and sat down and watched The Craft, which is a movie that I love. And that was on right before Halloween. And then obviously November, Mexico trip, Thanksgiving, G Perico concert. Woo! That was so fun. Tell us about that.
I took her to a G Perico. So I need more homegirls who listen to hip hop and rap, because I don't have enough.
But I'm enough.
Yeah, she
make
is.
It enough.
No, but I told her, I was like, come with me. And she's like, I don't even know who he is. And I was like, I don't care. I want you to come with me. And she's like, okay.
So I can.
And no, yeah, but like me, like I want to go to someone, to an event, a show that's going to be not on my, not necessarily, we don't have to be on a level, but the vibe has to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be like all enjoying the show and be feel awkward because you're just like, I don't know this song. You know? But like you didn't know him, you were actually paying attention to him, you were listening to his lyrics, mm-hmm. like you liked his sound, you know, he's very old school, he gives you that old school sound.
Yeah. And then they had a whole DJ set before
the
that
DJ set. We were fire.
vibing
Eastsiders,
so
DJ
much
Quick,
Mac 10,
like yes,
like
so
all of that
it was definitely
DPG.
yeah.
Oh, look, Jeff said I just shot his last video, I'll invite you out to see. Yes, to set next time. Me and Arlene.
Yeah.
Invite us both. We'll be coming. She introduced me to him. Because
I put her on.
Yeah, she
I mean, I put her on.
That was fun because it got me to, like, I feel like before the pandemic and, like, even sometimes now, like, I'll be saying no to things because I'm unsure about what it's going to be like. Like, yeah. If I don't have, like, already a clear picture of what it's going to be like and whether or not I'm going to feel comfortable, like, sometimes I'll say no. But I've been trying to, again, like, challenge myself. And so, yeah, that was one of the things that I challenged myself to do. And it was a great payoff because then we had a bomb ass meal at the end.
In-N-Out is bomb.
No, always.
But you just have to eat it right away.
But that night, it was like something. It was like, I don't
we
know.
Were
it was
hungry.
Like better than ever. It was better than ever.
And then I had told, it was funny because we were in there. We like this Thailand place that it's called Tarong. And then I was like, oh, let's go to Tarong. And she's like, okay. And then she's like, wait, let's go get tacos. I'm like, okay. So we're driving to go get tacos. She's like,
Tarong was going to take too long. And I had to be up early for something. I don't know what.
The show with Joe.
Oh,
I call her Joe. I don't know. It's cute. It's
she
cute
calls
to
you
me.
Sammy Joe. She calls you Joe. So that's you
Joe.
Got a nickname.
I'm calling you Joe.
Yeah. And November, yeah, it was the first episode of On the Boulevard. So
you, and I'm very mindful of that, you know, because I work early and I don't like to like sleep late if I have to work early the next day, you know. So I'm like driving to the taco spot and then she's like, I don't know why, but In-N-Out sounds so good right now.
We were a little high.
And then I was like, do you want to go? And then she's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, dude, it's literally down the street from my house. It's closer than the tacos. And she's like, okay. So, yeah. And then we remember we saw some people from the show there.
We saw a disco ball. We saw that one food that was a disco ball. He was wearing a glittery, remember the silver mm-hmm. glittery jacket? Should I release the footage?
Yes. You were supposed to post it because I look cute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I will. I'll post a flashback Friday or something. Mm-hmm. So then in December, my last guest was Eunices Hernandez, the Highland Park Hope, who is running for city council in District 1. And she needs to beat Gil Cedillo. You know, he needs to go. And we need somebody that is actually from the neighborhood that has the people in mind. So definitely check her out. And shout out to her for being on my podcast. And I feel like my status update is we finally entered into the recent time. So we are now in December and I'm feeling so good, you guys. I'm focused on me. I'm refocused on me again. After being sidetracked, the truth is I got into another relationship and it wasn't healthy. And I had the courage and the intelligence or whatever, like, to just be like, no, I'm not going to wait for it to get worse.
She put herself first.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it was difficult. Don't get me wrong. It was difficult because there were many positives. There were many positives that I had to mm-hmm. like leave in order to, because the negative was outweighing the positive, and it was just, I wasn't willing to go through that again. And you know what? Toxic relationships are a form of self-harm. Mm-hmm. And we need to like really acknowledge that because we hurt ourselves. Like emotionally, it's like cutting. Like when you continuously do something that you know triggers you or like just brings the worst out of you. And so right now I'm focused on me and I'm excited to stay single just to see what I can accomplish. Because when I, like I said, I get unfocused, I get lost in relationships, and that has been like my tendency. So I feel like focusing on myself, I get stronger and stronger and stronger until I like stop that focus and then put my energy and focus somewhere else. And then this, my career, my like dreams kind of like get put to the side, but I'm not no more. Like I'm focused on me and I feel good. Like I feel grateful. On Saturday, we're going to the yes, Once Upon a Time in LA concert. I'm so excited. And Sammy's going to be there too. I think she's working. So, you know, if you need groupies, we'll be there for you, Sammy girl.
Yeah, girl. Invite you us already backstage. Know. And we'll dance for you.
Private. And, you know, in Texas, December 20th, I'm heading to Texas. We're going to go see my sister and my niece and nephew for Christmas. And I'm going on a road trip, a long road trip with my mom.
Oh, you guys are driving?
Yeah. So it's going to be the first time we ever really spent that much, like, close time together.
Shit. Why are you guys driving?
I don't know. I think this is, like, a opportunity. Okay. You know, like an opportunity for me and my mom.
What city, though?
Is she San Antonio. Dallas?
Oh, okay, San Antonio.
Yeah.
So that's closer, right? It's not as further. I don't know.
It's 18 hours, so we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated. But, like, in conclusion, it might seem to a lot of people, like, on the outside that I, like, accomplished a lot, you know? But in the truth, I got sidetracked, emotionally weighed down by these relationships that turned out to be bad for me. And I'm not perfect, but when you get to a point where you don't want to go through something anymore, you make that choice. And I'm so proud of myself for making that choice. And like you said, putting myself first.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep that same energy, like, the whole next year coming up. And my goals for next year are new podcast artwork, because, you know, I'm kind of getting tired of my little thumbnail. But so if anybody, like, wants to just submit some artwork, let me know. A new car is a goal for me, because you know what? It's...
At least you're driving, girl.
No, I'm definitely.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
No, but the car is actually falling apart. Like, you see the fucking bumper.
Yeah.
That shit is attached. But you know what?
Look. We said, I told you the other day, soon. It's going to come for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. And that's why when I look at it, I kind of like smile in the back of my head. Like, I'm going to remember this when I'm driving to my Tesla. Like, I'm going to remember like my little Matrix days. So it's. I can manifest whatever I want in this world, and I'm manifesting a Tesla, so let's go. More collabs with brands, more travel, more growth, more healing, and more learning. And just, yeah, I mean, we went longer than I thought we would go, but I'm glad we did, because I got to really, you know, open up.
Yeah, and healing.
Yeah.
Healing is important. I feel like touching back on relationships, if you are newly out of relationship, just learn to love yourself first and heal. And then...
Because once you start to understand yourself, mm-hmm. everything else starts to make sense.
Like, a lot of people tell me, like, oh my God, you're so picky. Like, you know, you're never open to dating anyone. Or, like, you do and then you fall back. But it's like, the right person will come, one. It's been 4 years, obviously, since I've been single, like, since I've been in a relationship or whatever, but, like, I'm still healing, like, I'm good, I love myself.
Yeah.
That's and all
it's
that
like,
matters.
It's fulfilling, like, it's, I want to say something, too. I bought myself new sheets from Amazon, bamboo sheets, and let me tell you how when I get in bed at night, I feel so happy and grateful. I feel so safe. I feel so, like,
somebody's
secure.
Hugging her.
Yes. My bamboo sheets. But no, for reals, because and then I remember back, like, sleeping with someone else and remember being so disturbed by the snoring and being, like, so frustrated by it. Like, how am I supposed to sleep comfortably with this loud-ass noise? And now I just feel like I have so much peace. Like, being alone and being focused on myself, like, really seriously not trying to talk to nobody or like, I want to keep my energy where it grows. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, so I just want to say thank you for everybody who listens to this podcast. And we read some of the comments. And to everybody who listens to this podcast, because it really makes, like, it really makes me walk in my purpose to continue doing this. And
only one of me said, I'll be there too. It's going to be a movie. Okay, he's going to the event. And then Mardes17, I'm proud of you too. You have so much to offer.
Thank you.
Only one of me said, learn love and laughter.
Live, love, laugh.
And then Mardes, I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm
live,
sorry.
Live, laugh, love.
It's slim pickings out here. That's why
And then Echo's World said, keep going till you're a thousand.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you guys. Slim pickings out there, but I feel like, nah. I'm like, nah.
It's just not worth it. Even like, if what you lose.
Slim picking. Like, I'm not going to settle for something that I know that I deserve better. Yeah. Like, I'm good.
It's like,
I'm good being the fun single aunt.
The drunk one at the parties.
I mean, I'll play with the kids. Fuck it.
it's just been like a roller coaster to get to this moment, and I just feel like a lot of growth and a lot of gratitude and grateful for the people in my life that have come recently but made me feel like I've known y'all forever, like you, Arlene. And thank you. So thank you to everybody listening, and I just love you guys all. And I guess I'm gonna let you go. But before I do, I just want to remind you that we got to 10.3K on IG this year. And we got 15.4K overall listens on the podcast. So let's keep them going, and then leave a review and a like 5-star rating, or, you know, whatever you feel is honest, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because that really helps me out. That helps me out. So I love you guys so much, and I will see you next year. The Millennial Mija. Well, I'll see you tomorrow on the Boulevard. But Millennial Mija podcast. Tomorrow. We'll see you next year, and definitely tune in tomorrow. And to everybody out there, stay far from timid. Only make moves when your heart's in it, and live the phrase "sky's the limit."
Wait, next year is already. The first is a Saturday. Are you going to be here that day?
No. Well, I don't know. Well, we'll see. Anyways, I'm trying to end the podcast. So, like I said, thank you so much for being here. Arlene, you want to say goodbye?
Bye. I talk a lot. Ya me regañaron.
Okay. And with that, we're going to let you go.
Bye, guys.
Hello? It's the Mother Fucking Millennial Mija Podcast.